I have a few interesting notes to add to the dispatch about today's climb. The coldest temperatures we saw after we got over 6,100 meters was 20 below Celsius. I know that's not going to impress Shelley back at the Berg Adventures office, where she reported to me it was 33 below yesterday. But Shelley, we're proud of our cold temperatures here in summertime South America because we had to climb over 6,000 meters to find them. Jenna, along with Layla's assistants, discovered a really good use for all the medical oxygen that we have here at ICAMP. Now we have far more than we know we'll need for any emergency. And Jenna and Layla quickly discovered a small flow of oxygen is a great way to erase an altitude headache before you descend. Most of the team's back down at the Atacama camp now, by the way. And remember, we have one more night at 5,200 meters before we go take my swim in the Pacific Ocean tomorrow night. Jose Lito was climbing with Claire, you'll remember. Now, Jose Lito's never reached the summit of Ojos del Salado, and in fact, very few Bolivians have. I expect most of the Bolivians who have work for Berg Adventures. Oswaldo and I discussed it, and we decided, in all of that deep snow that turned us back, to tell Jose Lito to go quickly to meet Juancho and the other two climbers who are going to reach the summit and help them fix the lines. I had to laugh as I saw this man breaking trail through the deep snow with his short, powerful Bolivian legs. I thought he had no chance, but when Opus reported from the top, I learned that he had not only caught up with him, he had done the lion's share of the work of fixing the technical rope systems that got Opus and Martin to the summit. And Opus was very warm and sincere in his congratulations to both Jose Lito and Juancho for that technical work right at the top of Ojos. The whole team's doing great, folks. We're proud of the acclimatization we've gained. I haven't mentioned everyone, but I can tell you the stories of the beauty and the challenge on this long summit day from every single member of the team is amazing. You'll hear them in person before long, I'm sure, and it's really solidified and bonded what was already a close group. Please stay tuned for our continuing adventures. In many ways, they're just getting started.